Sadhusaya Bhutale Silate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Sati Deve Gauradhani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pachatya Dasatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadharo Sirasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nayanam Vasudeva. Nang Chaivan Rotamam Devin Sarasvati Dasam Sato Jayam Adhirya Jet Vakakaroti Vachal Pangulangai Tegi Yatki Thachalan Mande Sigo Nitaino Paman and Marva Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Adyom Tat Satki Shubhavadki Prakhani Dharkadesha ki, Gordon Thai ki, Daganathadeh Subhada ki, Radhamaru Ashrasakhi Dhanda ki, Panchasatta ki, Radhanashinayal ki, Daganathadeh Subhada Sudarshan Chakra ki, Jintai Gauravandhi. There's at least 150 or 200 devotees who are in the safari and somehow in the Jagannath Puri. So there's a festival there planned by the I think it's by the Gundicha Temple. In any case, it's in some public place. And then they have some cultural programs by devotees and, as well as some speeches by various people, both from the international devotees as well as the local dignitaries. So they also asked if every night tell them some holy, some story about the holy place, or somehow also the Rupa Goswami heard Lord Chaitanya saying a verse, so he noted this verse down, and he finished the verse, and then he put that in the shingles of the roof. So he went down to the ocean to take his bath. Lord Chaitanya came back, and he saw this palm leaf, and with the completed verse, he said, "Who wrote this? Who wrote this?" He said, "This was written by Rupa Goswami." How he understood my line. How did he understand my line? So, this Siddha Bhakul is still there, and there's a deity to Haridas Thakur. And in front there's also some other temple. I don't know the history of that temple. Somehow, another temple there. So one day, it was, the moon was rising over the sand dunes, and when Lord Chaitanya saw it, he thought, this is just like the Jamuna. So he became an ecstasy, and he ran into the ocean and dived in. Now, he ran so fast, no one else saw him. They looked around, they didn't see Lord Chaitanya anymore. They looked here, there, they couldn't see. So the next morning, Rupa was falling. He was going with some devotees, all up and down the deeps. Where is Lord Chaitanya? So then they saw one fisherman. He was chanting, and he was crying, and he was hysterical. "Oh, oh, 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 oh." "What's wrong?" He said, "I've been possessed by a ghost." "A ghost?" "Oh, yes, I touched a ghost and since then I couldn't stop chanting." "The ghost got me. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Hey, ho, ho." So I know how to take care of ghosts. Hold still. Whack, whack, whack. He slapped him a few times. He said, "Be gone, ghost." "Okay. Now you're all right." tell me what happened. He said, well, I was in the sea fishing, and I saw this big, long, I don't know, I thought at first it was a fish, but later I saw it was a ghost. So long, like 10 feet long and white, all wrapped with seaweed. I touched it to get free from my net, but no sooner did I touch it, he entered into me, and I started to cry, and I started to feel so much emotion. Hello. Oh, it starts again. So I thought, I'll chant Narasingha Mantra, and this will save me. So when I chanted Narasingha Mantra, it became worse. So I don't know what to do. But where is this ghost now? He's in my net. Can he sing? He shouted. And it was Lord Chaitanya. I said, oh, this is Lord Chaitanya. No, no. I know Lord Chaitanya. He's beautiful. This is very scary. Let's go. We'll check out. So there they saw Lord Chaitanya when he would fall into ecstasy. Sometimes his bones would become dislocated and he would become very long headed. So at that time, Rupa Goswami and the other devotees present, they began to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No sooner did they chant when Lord Chaitanya, who was loosely held together by his skin, all his bones had become disjointed. He came back to his normal position, and he could then be clearly seen that he was Lord Chaitanya, not a ghost. So the fisherman said, how did you know it was Lord Chaitanya? How did you know it wasn't a ghost? Well, they said, when you touched, you felt emotion. Those emotions are like a satic bottle. And they said that you're possessed by a ghost, but you're chanting, hello, hello. Here's the ghost. If they possess someone, that person cannot chant the holy names of the Lord. So since you're chanting the holy names of the Lord, I had to take some action which would ground you and bring you back to earth. So that actually is Lord Chaitanya, and he sometimes elongates like that. So all these things are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course, the the ocean, our waves are a bit dangerous. Last year, there was a devotee who he swam out and he swam too far so that somehow he got caught in a rip tide which took him out further and further. And he didn't know how to get back. So some devotees threw him a lifesaver, a tube, but he wasn't able to grab onto it. Like this, finally, he was no longer visible, and the devotees couldn't find him until the next day. His body was washed up to the shore. He had lost his life. So it's a bit dangerous in the ocean around Puri. So devotees need to be very careful when they bathe in the water. Sometimes the ocean comes up the Ganges River bed and discusses with the Ganges. On one such occasion, the ocean told the Ganges, "You are very fortunate because all the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya happened in your proximity or in your water." But the Ganges said, "You are more fortunate because Lord Chaitanya left the Ganges and went to Jagannathpuri, and after 18 years he bathed in the ocean water." So the ocean praised the Ganges that you're actually more fortunate because Lord Chaitanya, he stayed in your waters throughout his leelas. So therefore, you have Lord Chaitanya with you eternally. Beautiful. It says, if you live in the ocean, I said, you know that Lord Chaitanya and Haridas or Thakur, you should chant, "Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga!" And the devotees in Hawaii should take advantage and bathe in the ocean. And when they bathe, they should chant, "Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga!" And they should chant, "Hare Krishna!" And remember Lord Chaitanya, he gave the love of Krishna out freely to the conditioned soul. as a task time on this in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the devotees from Bengal were coming down to Jagannathpuri. At that time, they heard the sound, ching, 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 ching. They heard the sound of the cartels. And they could hear clearly the sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, they said, this must be Lord Chaitanya chanting. So they stopped and they waited. Sure enough, there came Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan party, followed by Pratitalan, Lord Jagannath, and many other devotees. Pratitalan is the Utsamurti, and that is the deity which floats on the boat in the Narendra Sarovar. Snanandra goes on for 24 days, and every day is also the boat festival. So it said when the Bengal devotees saw Lord Chaitanya, and then the persons who are of equal age or in a specific level, they would embrace Lord Chaitanya, bless him. Those who are younger, they would offer their respects to Lord Chaitanya. And so when Lord Chaitanya was told by the secretary that there is the Bengal devotees, so he stopped, and then the Tathagatas, they mixed together, and there all the associates from Bengal met the associates from Jagannathpuri. But at that time, those who are younger than Lord Chaitanya, or junior in specific succession, they don't know. Those who are larger, they still know. Those who are very large, they bow down out of their allegiance. So, according to the stature, the humans, the animals, everyone took their place in relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. have a question? Anyone's connected to the LA Live? We don't know. Danny. There's a number of reasons. One reason is that the cow produces a cow milk, which produces ghee, cheese, buttermilk, and cream. So it says the cow milk is necessary to develop finer intelligence, to understand the personality of Godhead. So this is cow has four stomachs, so that the cow dung and the cow products are filtered and purified by all these different stomachs. So therefore, even the cow dung is proven to be antiseptic, and it's the products of the cow, including cow urine and cow dung, are used in bathing whereas any other animal or human, their stool, if you touch it, you're supposed to take a bath. It's not considered a pure. So even a very elderly Brahmin, his excrement will not be acceptable, whereas a cow's dung is considered pure. The cow's calf can only consume a small portion of the cow's milk. The rest of the milk can be taken by the milkman for distribution. So, also Krishna, he would personally protect the cow and take the cow on procession. So the cow is considered to be like our mother. Yes, just as the mother is giving milk to the baby, they're also so fortunate. We get the milk of the cow. Krishna also, he took the cow. So it says that either a Krishna Goraksha. He wanted the Goraksha of protecting the cow. Whereas Balaram, he is seen with a he's known as Haladara. He's seen in the plow over his shoulder. So he was protecting the fish. So between the two brothers, you have Krishi and Goraksha. Krishi means farming, and Goraksha means protection of the animals. Any question? Any other question? Denny? Jai Lord Nithai Ki. Rasmini Adarkadi Shaki. Jagadatha De Svaja Ki. Nithai Gaurvanandi. Those who want a blessing, the men should uncover their heads, and the ladies should cover their heads.